listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The story that made the rounds in the sports world out of the NBA, and it's the LA Lakers yet again back in the headlines. Magic Johnson, president of basketball operations, calling an impromptu press conference, several of those yesterday before their final game, and Magic Johnson has stepped down as president of basketball operations in LA. So, RJ, what does Vegas think of the disaster that is the LA Lakers this season?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the odds. Because on one hand, it's simple to figure out what Vegas thinks by saying what's the odds before and what's the odds after. As long as we've got a before and after and what we're measuring has stayed the same, let's say Lakers' chance of winning a title, we know what Vegas thinks. Imagine it's all-star break in baseball. And imagine one of your favorite players gets injured. He's out the rest of the year. What does Vegas think about that? Well, what were the odds before the injury, after the injury? Uh-oh, he's worth about 10%. He's worth whatever. And we're going to talk about, at least based on the Vegas betting markets, how much Magic's worth. I want to be a little more human here. And we'll start with Daryl, the guest. How surprised were you? That's what I got the tax, or it's not a tax, but an alert. And it says Magic Johnson stepped. I was flabbergasted. What was your thoughts?
I was befuddled. First and foremost, I remember Magic saying that he would quit if he didn't achieve certain things. And when he quit, the first thing in my mind I thought was, did he drop the ball somewhere? Did he do what he said that he wouldn't do? That really hurt me because being a Lakers fan.
So you think he gave up?
Yes, I think.
Quit on the team.
Yes. And I've never.
Because the whole point of saying, if I don't achieve my goals, I will face the consequences, meaning I will accept those consequences. You're saying you're not even trying. It's not only that you're not even going to try.
You created your own firing squad. And that really bothered me. That is a hero of mine.
Now, how big of he was like your guy growing up?
He was my guy. When I found out that he had the HIV virus, I was checked out of school. That's how real that was.
So you're saying you found out?
My grandmother came and got me out of school.
Oh, my God. You were that upset?
Yes.
You know, that is, we think back, and I mean, talk about a great change. Old timers, I wish it used to be like that. But I mean, for those who weren't around in the early 90s, the HIV diagnosis was a death sentence. It was like, this person will be dead before too long. And it's hard now, it'd be hard to imagine if you weren't alive during that time that was the case, because obviously a horrible disease, but that's not the case anymore. Which, that reminds me, and we are talking straight out of Vegas about Magic Johnson. That reminds me, I'm hearing a lot of this. You know, Magic was a great basketball player. Not a lot of other successes in his life. Mm. And it's like, now the obvious one, and some of the hosts are quicker to say than others, well, one of the five best basketball players of all time. You know, yeah, he's made almost $1 billion as a businessman. Almost like, you know, let's get that out of the way real quick. And then we can say, but that TV show wasn't very good. And remember when he tried to coach him? All right. Except if you remember when he coached him, and Daryl, you probably remember this better than me, there was like 17 or whatever games left in the season. They had to make a change. So he stepped in. He wasn't planning on coaching him the next year.
That's right. But the way he walked off from that even, I don't know. I think all of this has just opened up some wounds that I thought that I had exercised.
Oh, but listen, I actually believe that what Magic is doing makes perfect sense, meaning the following. Why do we do any, like I'm here at 3:00 Pacific every day, right? Except if I'm sick or if I have a planned vacation day. But it's not, oh, you know, I'd rather watch Braveheart on this DVD. No. When you take a responsibility, you do it because there's consequences if you don't. How many people, if there were no consequences, would feel pain, meaning go somewhere they don't want to go, do something. Magic Johnson is the prettiest girl in the high school. You know, usually that prettiest girl in the high school, maybe you don't like her parents. Maybe she's got the worst taste in music you've ever seen, but she goes to every dance, right? So we could look at it and say, based on my limited opportunities, what Magic is doing seems crazy. Well, yeah, because you're not Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson can decide he wants to be play commissioner. And let's be honest. If you're one of the five best basketball players of all time, you're one of the first people to beat a deadly disease, you kind of get a sense of, you know, a lot of doctors told me that I couldn't beat HIV. You're telling me I can't win with the Lakers doing it my way. I got supposed to go to Yugoslavia and watch a bunch of games. That's for non-Magic Johnson guys. I'm Magic Johnson. It makes sense that he would believe that about himself. So he takes a Dare, how much would you love to be the GM of the Lakers?
100%. I'll take it today.
All right. So the idea that Magic gets to give that a try, if it works out, he would have, you know, another parade for Magic. It doesn't work. The minute it stops not being enjoyable, he says, you know, guys, thanks. I'm out of here.
Not having any fun.
I mean, so the idea that we will sit in judgment and say, no, that's not the American way. In his finite number of years left on earth, like us all, he should have done something he hated. And it's like, why? Well, because you have to in life. No, you have to. I have to. We're not Magic Johnson. So in a weird way, any complaints about like Magic gave up, I think it's like, why aren't you giving up on this, that, or the other? A great example of this is marriage in Hollywood. So if you take the typical, you know, stats, women and men married, what's the divorce rate, in Dayton, Ohio, Fez, versus Hollywood. Hollywood, the divorce rate's like 90%. Why? Because if you're effing Brad Pitt, and when I say that, I mean if you are Brad Pitt,
you got options.
And you're walking in to any party you're in, you know, half the girls are trying to figure out how to buy a drink with you, and your marriage isn't great. How, imagine the guy, Brad Pitt, just biting his, and again, I don't know what Brad Pitt's marriage was like. We're using him as an example. And he's sitting there like many husbands do, thinking, God, if I could be anywhere else right now. Could you imagine enduring that if you're Brad Pitt? How stupid that would be? Well, that's what Magic is. He can go to the next thing. If he decides he wants to be on TV again, talking about, he'll be on TV again. And to me, the idea that we're going to be critical of Magic. Now listen. If you believe Magic had an obligation as a fan of the Lakers, as part of the Laker family, to do this in a way that hurts the Lakers less, I can agree with that 100%. But why did Magic's never had to learn that? You know, he never has had to feel that. So I agree with you there. But generally doing what you want, in this world, so it's hard to find an hour of total freedom, that you're the master of your universe. Even if it's like sitting there watching a college football game, that you got all the food, you know, the wife is a to be a master of your own universe is a rare thing for any amount of time. And Magic gets it pretty much all day, every day. And for us to begrudge him that, I think it's crazy.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And we've got the voice of Rick Bucher coming up. Jonas, you know, being an L.A. guy, I'm going to give you the honor of asking the first question to Rick.
Oh, I love it. Rick Bucher is with us here from the Bleacher Report. Rick, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for hanging out on Straight Outta Vegas. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Let's ask you this. Where does this stack up right now, the current stretch for the LA Lakers as amongst the most dysfunctional you've seen in NBA history?
Whoa, it's there. I don't know that, I've seen some crazy things. I've covered some crazy things as a beat writer with the Golden State Warriors back in the day. But this is as good as it gets. And certainly I don't know that I've ever seen an off-the-cuff resignation, not only by a team executive, but just a legendary name as big as Magic Johnson's. It is bizarre. I did a podcast with Steven Jackson where he talks about distributing edibles to the first class cabin when he travels, and this felt like it was right in line with that.
This is RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas with Rick Bucher. All right, Rick, if you go back in time and you are the personal advisor to Jeannie Buss the day after Magic's hired, was there any way, with the benefit of hindsight, that this could have worked?
Well, sure. If you got the right people in place, having Magic as a front man, I mean, look, he's done that before and he's been successful at it. But I think the understanding had to be from the beginning that that's all he was going to be. If you thought that he was going to roll his sleeves up and he was going to be out there scouting or going to games or doing anything other than what he does in terms of being Magic and working all of his other businesses, then they were misguided. And Rob Pelinka, I didn't know how he was going to come to the job, whether he was going to roll up his sleeves and he saw this as an opportunity to say, hey, I've always wanted to be a GM. I've been a longtime agent. I want the opportunity to show everybody what I can do. But they didn't have anybody who was willing to put their nose to the proverbial grindstone. And that's what the job requires in any instance, but especially one with the expectations that the Lakers have and where the franchise was. There was a lot of work to be done. And instead, they went the opposite direction. And Magic was spoiling the broth in every opportunity with Paul George, going on to late night TV and doing the wink, wink, nod, nod. And tampering happens in the league, but you don't have to be brazen about it. And LeBron was the same way in the overtures to Anthony Davis or Magic talking about D'Angelo Russell and that he's not a leader and I need leaders, which basically, pricked the ears of every player in the league to say, whoa, wait a minute. Whatever you think of D'Angelo Russell, to have one of us criticized that way, he's a young kid, he's 19, what do you expect? It was just, there was one misstep after the other. There wasn't enough work done. There was way too much grandstanding. And as a result, the Lakers are where they are.
That's Rick Bucher. We are straight out of Vegas. How much of this is the modern NBA versus the pre-modern or old NBA? Whereas when Magic was a champion in the 80s, the way that Magic was running things, the haphazardness, the lack of analytics, whereas today, if you're not, it's a Sloan Conference breaking, news when it comes to your algorithm, you're probably falling behind.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame this on a generational gap. It's still all about, there is the application of analytics.
Let me ask you this, Rick. Sorry to interrupt. The way that the Lakers ran the last couple, Magic years, would it have been that different than the rest of the league in 1985?
Yeah, well, the difference is that when Jerry West was running the franchise, Jerry West was out there looking at talent. This has always impressed me about Jerry West, is that when you would have a conversation with him, he would ask you, when he was working, he would ask you more questions. He would want to know more about what you knew than what he would divulge.
Yeah, but Jerry West is one of the best GMs of all time. But was the Cavaliers
That's how the job works. I mean, that's
but would
that's
you say
the
the would you say the generic GM in 85, were they doing it much different than the Lakers did it in the last couple of years?
The successful ones were.
Okay. I mean, but there were a lot. Okay, that's interesting. So the bar's just been has gone up, and if you're doing it the old bad way, the distance is even more from the winning teams. All right, we're talking. Yes, go ahead, Rick.
I think the there's an application of, you know, there are analytics and there are different sciences that are being applied to the game, but there's still people doing their homework then as they are now. It's just in different avenues. And I just didn't see a whole lot of work getting done by the Lakers front office the last couple of years.
So is this a situation where Jeannie Buss is the problem? Because we were just talking with Jonas, is the conventional thinking amongst the sports talk guys is, hey, Jeannie's got the LA media in her hip pocket. She's not getting the blame. But really, she's the only one that can fix this and fundamentally get the Lakers approaching it in a winning way.
Well, ultimately, it does fall on her to get it right. She's the owner. And I would say that in any instance, I mean, she's a reflection of the people that she hires. And her decision to hire Magic, to trust Magic, to hire Magic and Rob Pelinka and use that as her basketball side of things ultimately falls on her. Now, the flip side is the Lakers, much like the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks right now, from a business standpoint, those teams are crushing it. And
so you're talking like the local, like the local TV contract revenue, et cetera.
Yes. So that's what she handles. She is the businesswoman. She's never proposed that she knows basketball. She trusts that Magic, because of her longtime relationship and because of their history, that he was going to be able to guide this franchise from a basketball standpoint. Ultimately, that failed. And when you first asked that question about, you know, the day after hiring Magic, did I think this was going to work? I would have told her the day before, this is not a good idea. Because,
well, the time machine didn't go that far back, Rick. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I needed another 24 hours because all of us, you know, looked at this and said, Magic isn't the guy that's going to get this job done.
We are truly honored to have Rick Bucher on. Thank you, Rick. From the Bleacher Report, everybody.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We're Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. We have got a doubleheader in the NBA on ESPN tipping off at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It is the Magic at the Hornets. Right now, Charlotte is a 4-point favorite on pregame.com.
So, Fez, let's talk about this game, but let's also discuss how different the end of the regular season is, because effort levels, playoff teams, it is a fascinating, the last Tuesday, Wednesday of the NBA season is like you could write a book on just that.
It's all about motivation, very similar to NFL week 17, RJ. Who needs to win? Who doesn't care? It all gets built into the line.
So let's look at this first game.
So let's lean to Charlotte here, minus the 4. Charlotte, maximum motivation. They're in a must win. They got to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're probably
so let's be clear. What are the consequences if Charlotte loses, if they win?
If Charlotte loses, they're out. If they win, they have a small chance to make the playoffs.
So for them, it's that chance is big enough that they're really motivated.
They're all in, exactly right. Now, Orlando has questionable motivation. They're in the playoffs. They're going to be the 6th, the 7th, or the 8th seed, so they have something to play for. But
because they might be a seed change.
That's right, but it doesn't make that much of a difference in the East because all the top teams in the East are fairly comparable.
And what the pick is?
The pick is Charlotte, Aline, minus the 4.
And now, here's the question, though. For the many hundreds of thousands listening, and the children in the car thinking, I now want to make a career after hearing RJ of betting on sports. What's so tough about it, you don't just have to have the right info. You have to have the right info that the other people don't have. So what did you just tell us that the average sports bettor doesn't know?
I didn't tell you anything. That's why it's just a lean.
But you have, what I'm saying is does the market tend to not, like, you think the market by a smidge isn't properly valuing the difference in motivation?
Yeah, I think the market is valuing Orlando having full motivation to move up in seeding, and I don't think that that's that much of a motivator.
Okay, so that's what I want to get to, because you're kind of recitating out some facts. What you're saying is, if you're just glancing at this game, or if you're not thinking deeply about it, an average better, well, they both want to win. But you're saying the motivation to potentially improve your seed is so much less than to either be the team that made the playoffs or didn't make it, which is what we got with Charlotte.
Correct.
Guys, we got the back half of that ESPN doubleheader coming up here in just a moment. Want to let you know Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by Maaco. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Maaco today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. The Clippers are hosting the Utah Jazz later on ESPN, and LA is an 8-point favorite.
Yeah, and this game is all about motivation, as we just discussed, RJ, and I don't know yet whether the Clippers are going to be motivated. Utah is going to mail this game in. They're locked into the number 5 seed.
All right, so let's talk about that. If they win, if they lose, they're a number 5 seed.
That's right, for Utah. Now, the Clippers might be the 8 seed. They might be the 7 seed. By the time this game tips off, if Oklahoma City and San Antonio win, the game means nothing to the Clippers. But if either Oklahoma City or San Antonio loses, then the Clippers can move up in seeding and avoid Golden State.
All right, so we've got this. This is so interesting because you can make bets. Like, so in theory, you could do a correlated parlay and explain like a bet you would make in that case.
Yeah, so a correlated parlay, what you could do is bet Milwaukee to beat Oklahoma City. And if Milwaukee beats Oklahoma City, then the Clippers will be fully motivated. Parlay that to the Clippers -8.
Yeah, so there's a lot of if-thens going on. And in this case, but that seeding opportunity for the Clippers, how significant would you say that is?
Because you don't want to play Golden State, who's the number 1 seed. You don't want to be the eight.
Of all the positioning, probably the one that means the most is between 8 and 7 in the West.
So this means something to the Clippers. I would certainly look towards the Clippers. I'm just not sure it's going to mean anything.
Because of the if-then's not happening.
Yes.
So the pick is?
The pick is nothing right now until we know if the Clippers are motivated.
So this wasn't even, this was, Fezzik's famous, Daryl, for wanting to hold his picks back. It's like, half my job is trying to get his picks out of him. Lean. You didn't even bother to have a lean on this one?
If Milwaukee beats Oklahoma City, then I like the Clippers.
You like them?
If Milwaukee beats Oklahoma City first.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like the guy that if the weather is 72 and he got a good night's sleep, he'll go for a jog. Fez will give you a bunch of if-thens for you know what? We're guaranteed tomorrow. In fact, do you got anything on the Masters?
I got a best bet.
All right, I'm forcing that out of you. Real quick, though, Jonas, jump in and we'll get his best bet.
Guys, Straight Out of Vegas, of course, is brought to you by Maaco. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Maaco today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. They get it going in Augusta tomorrow morning as they go for the green jacket. It is the Masters, RJ. How does Vegas watch the Masters?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm going to bet the Masters. The winds have been light. That's going to help scoring. And there's been rain Monday and Tuesday. It's a soft course. So how am I going to take advantage of this? I think the players are going to score well.
So hold on a second. Winds on Monday. Does that mean you're talking about the forecast?
The rain's Monday and Tuesday. It rained. So the greens are going to be a little softer than
expected.
But you
started talking about wind.
And the wind is going to be light Thursday and Friday.
So it's not about what it was Monday. You're saying forecasts are for light winds at the Masters, and the course have been softened up by the rain.
Exactly. Should promote very good scoring for the players. So how am I going to attack this? I'm going to play the cut line, the 36-hole cut line. I bet it under 148.5, RJ.
You know what he does just to spite me? Is he's forced to do a best bet. It's that obscure. So they have the odds over under on what the cut line is going to be. And your pick is
under 148.5.
Under 148.5 cut line best bet on the Masters. Where else could you get that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.